where you knew that considering the way that you had used Kimbrel the 2 days before, that he probably wasn't going to be available.
Right.
And for them to go to DeKinsler, Ryan, and Wick, and Wick has been a lot of fun to watch. That was, I was very impressed that things didn't fall apart, because that's the type of game where you've seen bad bullpen and you go, okay, it's not just push button. It's not just, oh, well, it's the ninth inning, here comes Craig Kimbrel, and there you go.
Well, the conditions had something to do with that, too. It's just the run environment yesterday was conducive to bullpen success because the ball just isn't going anywhere.
No. Yeah, it's, there have been a lot of games like that this year here.
Yeah, yep.
And considering
one
the
today.
Ball.
Look at today. Look at the flags today.
The wind's blowing in with the nice, cool temperatures. It's gorgeous out here. So I'm going to let you guys go and enjoy the rest of this gorgeous, gorgeous day here on the north side. They are Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. You can hear their show 9 a.m. to noon right here on 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 Score. That's us, a radio.com sports station. We've got a lot of work to do today, but I'm here to tell you that the top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the 25th-ranked Northwestern Wildcats. Led by Big Ten Coach of the Year, Pat Fitzgerald hosts Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and more. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Some of your pet names are hilarious. He has a mouse named Minnie Minoso. Minnie Mouse-oso. That's pretty good. I like that. He has a trained hawk named Ken. Those are the types of contributions that we want to this show. He has a pet robin named Ventura. Let's go! Come on! You guys are bringing the A game today, and it's appreciated because there was that terrible texter earlier who said that Clutch B is not clutch. Dip it in the Kool-Aid, don't even know the flavor. Cubs lineup is ready
as
to go.
As they say in my community.
As they say in where I'm from, in my hood, you are dipping into the Kool-Aid, and it's possible that you did not ascertain the flavor of said Kool-Aid.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until Cubs baseball. That's right. The Cubs got the Nationals in town today for a weekend series. John Lester will be on the bump. I am at Gallagher Way. Everyone is kind of walking around the ballpark. There are people sitting outside because the weather is perfection today for a ball game if you're coming out here. We are out here courtesy of the folks at Garrett Popcorn, the official gourmet popcorn of the Chicago Cubs. This is very exciting. Look, I have Crohn's disease, so popcorn is kind of a no-no for me. Like, I can have it, but I have to kind of chew it one kernel at a time. And this is the only popcorn that I will do. I won't even do movie popcorn this way. I love the Garrett mix of the cheddar and the caramel. Oh, so I got a little bag here. I'm going to enjoy that for the rest of the afternoon. And big thank you to the folks at Garrett Popcorn for bringing us out here and having us be in front of all these lovely people. The Garrett Popcorn kiosk, if you're coming to the game today, it's at gate 121 here at Wrigley Field. So thank you to them. We have a lot of work to do. We might get, I was in the clubhouse today, and if they get done with Joe Madden, in time, maybe Kelly Krull will stop by the broadcast and we can hang out with Kelly and talk a little Cubs. That's kind of what we're going to do for most of the show, but not until we get done with what we always start our show with, the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
The rundown is us working on the biggest stories of the day today, Friday, August 23rd. congratulations to the Chicago Sky, man. They were able to make the WNBA playoffs. Courtney Vandersloot has had an incredible season. Shout out to Diamond DeShields. We're hopefully at some point going to talk with someone from the Sky. Great accomplishment that they've had this season. Congrats to them. Now to the Bears. The Bears haven't made the playoffs because it's still the preseason. Is it just me, or does it feel like this preseason is straight up dragging? The Bears are going to play against the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow, and here's what Mitchell Trubisky had to say about dealing with not playing in the preseason.
You have to keep perspective, and we continue to buy into the plan that Coach Nagy has for us, so that's number one, first and foremost. But as a player and competitor and someone who loves the game, you want to play every opportunity you get, and if you don't get in the preseason, then we come out here to practice and enjoy it as much as possible, put in the work, and realize that we're putting in the work for even bigger games, and that's the regular season.
Exactly. I think that at this point now, having gone through two preseasons with Matt Nagy, I don't know if there's anyone who is upset with his approach to the preseason. I think that he is leading the way in that regard as a change, a paradigm shift in the National Football League of, you know what, we don't need these games. We can get done what we need to get done in the preseason in a controlled environment. Hopefully that continues to be the case, that it works out for them. And we'll see in a couple of weeks. But we're what, 2 weeks away? We're 2 weeks away now from the Bears on Thursday night taking on the Packers and what I think is going to be a lot of fun for the 100-year anniversary of the game in the league. Now on to the White Sox. Okay, so here's the deal. Ricky Renteria had some things to say about numbers, doesn't like numbers, and basically if you're not down with that, he's got two words for you. Well, the general manager of the White Sox felt it necessary to talk about some of the things that Ricky had on his mind.
If you look at his comments in the entirety, they're perfectly in line with everything we've heard from him before and everything that I think every fan would expect from a manager. You want them to look at everything, and that's exactly what he expressed. Whether it's from the statistical side of things, which he spends a great deal of time personally looking at, as well as with assistance from his coaches in the front office, or if it's on the more feel side. I mean, in the end, the manager's job is to put the players in the best position to succeed, and that's one of Ricky's great strengths is knowing his players. He's also very well versed on the statistical side, and in the end of the day, he makes his lineup decisions based upon sort of a holistic view of what's best to put a team in the best position to win.
Here's the thing about Ricky. I don't know if White Sox fans care that much about Ricky in this season, considering what this season is supposed to be about. I do think that it's worth a discussion at the end of this, depending on where the White Sox are at as far as health goes and projections into the 2020 season. That being said, the bigger question that a lot of White Sox fans have is, so when are we going to see Luis Robert? Well, here's what Rick Hahn had to say about that.
I think he's still learning some valuable lessons at AAA. I do. There are certainly some things we talked about with Moncada a few years ago. There's a few things that you can't replicate at the minor league level, that the speed of the game, the preparation, the adjustments, a lot of that has to be learned at the big league level. And whenever any young player is promoted, there's going to be a period of adjustment that they're going to have to go through. But currently, as we see here today on August 22nd or whatever day it is, there's still much that these guys are learning down there. Even being in the pennant race alone, even what they're doing on a nightly basis, the battle to try to get in the postseason is a benefit to them. Eventually you balance that about what they're going to benefit from Chicago versus going through that and make a decision.
Okay, that's fair. It feels like he's ready, but you know, a lot of times we think the guys are ready and they aren't ready. Now on to the game. Tim Anderson still hitting his way on base.
Tim passed Odor. Sox lead 2-0. Double that lead. Tim Anderson's got a 9-game hit streak.
It's crazy because he's a guy with a 350 on base percentage, and I think he still only has 9 walks. It's really, really crazy. All right. Yoan Moncada had the hamstring. He had been on the IL. He came back off the IL and did this.
Moncada hammers his ball.
Yo-Yo getting it done. White Sox and Rangers on the south side tonight. I might do the double. I might head over to the south side and see what's going on over there. In the National League Central, you go, we go. But it was working for the Cardinals yesterday with Dexter Fowler.
Bring up an extra guy here.
Fowler with a drive. Out to deep right. He had stung the ball. And now he gets the result. Drive, and this one, a two-run homer for Dexter.
I believe that's his 17th homer of the year. Cardinals go ahead 6-5. They beat the Rockies 6-5, so the Cubs walk into this game with a half-game lead in the National League Central. What about them? Yesterday, they didn't need much to win the game, and what they needed, they got from Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo chokes up now for the 1-2 pitch. Anthony lines one towards center base hit. Coming in to score, Jason Hayward. Cubs lead 1-0. Rizzo, a line drive over the head of the shortstop Crawford. Nice piece of two-strike hitting, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
Let's talk about Anthony Rizzo for a second. This from the notes today. Anthony Rizzo yesterday recorded his 7th game-winning RBI of the season, tied for the second most on the club, and surpassed only by Javier Baez, 12-game-winning RBI. Rizzo's 401 season on-base percentage is 4th best in the National League behind Yelich, Cody Bellinger, and Anthony Rendon. Rizzo's 929 OPS is 10th in the National League. In his last 17 games since August 4th, Rizzo is hitting 370 with 4 homers, 10 RBIs, and has a on-base percentage of 500. That's pretty good. He's slugging 630 during that same stretch. Rizzo has 25 homers on the season, is just the 7th Cub with 6 or more 25-homer seasons. Want to know who the 6 are? Rizzo, Sammy Sosa, Billy Williams, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Aramis Ramirez, great and often forgotten Cub, Aramis Ramirez, and Rhino. So that guy is up. His bat is awake now, and that's a really, really good thing for the Cubs to have Anthony Rizzo be able to be an RBI generator for the team. Kyle Hendricks was a get-people-out generator for the Cubs yesterday.
He's ready. So's Hendricks. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 2 away here in the 5th inning. Strikeout number 5 on the afternoon for Kyle Hendricks. A 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike 3. A 1-2-3 top half of the 5th for Hendricks.
Swing and a miss on a good changeup. And for the 3rd time, the rookie has been mystified by Kyle Hendricks.
Seven strikeouts for Hendricks over 7 innings of work. Pretty impressive work from him. And the bullpen did the job. They had to cobble together because Craig Kimbrell wasn't available. Not a problem for the Cubs bullpen yesterday.
Fans making a lot of noise. Cubs trying to stay in first place. Fastball, strike 3, call. Ryan strikes out Slater. The Giants don't score. They leave a man at third. A fastball on the inside corner ends the inning.
So the Cubs win. They win and they sweep the Giants. They have won 5 in a row. Here's what Joe Maddon had to say about how his team is playing.
Getting those tough wins on the road that have been very hard to come by, and then come back home where we've been pretty darn good. It just fits pretty well, but whenever we show up at the ballpark on that day, I'm just looking for us to play well, play catch, fundamentally sound. Of course, you want your pitchers to execute all that stuff, and I think we've been playing well. Even a couple games we lost on the road, not like we played poorly. It's sustainable.
That was Joe Maddon talking about the Cubs and their win over the Giants yesterday. They swept the Giants, and now they welcome in the Washington Nationals. Nationals have been playing really good baseball over the last few months, where it looked like they were going to fire their manager, and now that is not the case. They'll send Anibal Sanchez to the mound. The Cubs will send John Lester to the bump. When we come back, we will take a look at Lester in his last few starts. We might get a visit from Kelly Krull of NBC Sports Chicago if she's done down there in the tunnel with everybody. But if not, we'll just hang out with you, because the Cubs and the Nationals are playing, and the Cubs won five in a row. Can they keep it going? We'll discuss next here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the new Hyundai Studios at The Score, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Test drive a new Hyundai, get a $50 reward card. Terms apply.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Leave it to Rory McIlroy to, in his own polite way, put his finger on just about everything that's wrong with the PGA Tour playoffs in general and the Tour Championship specifically. Meeting with the media prior to the start of the so-called tournament, McIlroy asked a simple question. Do any of the major championships begin with one player at 10 under par? Does any major event in sports start with a player or team given a head start? Of course not. McIlroy added that he understood the tour trying to take confusion out of the Sunday conclusion, but clearly creating a handicap system, regardless of what form it takes, isn't the answer. He also noted that while he'd be very glad to win the $15 million bonus that Sunday's winner will receive, that money, especially in today's world, doesn't make an event a big deal or, as the tour claims, historic. There's no real answer for that problem, but pretending this is about anything more than money is silly. I'm John Feinstein.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com. Sports.
Amy is the best. She is a caring individual that actually cares about what you want when it comes time for you to buy or sell a home. You've heard me talk about her. It's the only agent that I would trust, Amy Kite. Here's a story so you can understand the way that she works. Sean and Jessica bought themselves a new place in Missouri and had rented out their home while they waited for it to sell. They hired Amy and her team, who helped them coordinate cleaning and photos once the tenants moved out. They were worried they might not sell, but Amy's dynamic marketing brought in 14 showings and 2 offers and sold the home in just 6 days. With Amy Kite, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home. Or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do just that. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she's going to let you out of the contract free and clear. Work with the agent that I would absolutely trust with selling my home. The average agent in and around Chicagoland sells a few homes per year. Amy sells hundreds, so call her. 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Hey, sleepy. Mm,
this JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new